Hey guys, Sherri Ann Richardson from Experimental Homesteader Exotic Gardening, SherriAnnRichardson.com, and buying your blog at homebash.com, and welcome to our daily vlog. Today we're going to talk about task number 3 in our series of Survivor Prepper Tasks for Beginners. Some of these tasks are not It's not that a beginner couldn't do them. That's not what I'm trying to say. It's things that maybe experienced survivor preppers just haven't done, haven't thought about, did it a long time ago and need to go back through and redo this. So task number 3 is carving out a safe place for your supplies. You know, we all buy things and sometimes they get set wherever. They don't get put in their home. They get forgotten about. They get put down in a storage tote or in an out of the way place that you don't think about it. So in your home or someplace nearby, you want a cool, dry place to store your food supply. You don't want a hot environment like an outdoor shed or a garage where your food could spoil faster. You also need a room in your home for other supplies, like first aid kits, extra water, camping gear, your bug out bags, etc. Right now, since we are almost, well, we are in spring, but since the weather's warming up and it's going to be a great time to have garage sales, right now is a great time to do some spring cleaning. You can get rid of some stuff that you no longer use. You can free up some space for some must-have equipment. You can get some money to buy some of those larger items that you may be wanting that possibly you can't afford, because let's face it, we all have, you know, budget issues, especially with the cost of everything going up. So, as some of you know, we are having our foundation redone, and that will start on Monday and hopefully be done by the end of next week. I'm very, very nervous about it. I'm going to have strange people in and out of the house. We're going to have a lot of work done. The whole house is torn up and stacked up because the stuff in the basement has to come out of there so that they can pour the new foundation. And when they're done, hopefully, that I better have, let me put it that way, I'm going to have an area that's going to be dry and clean and usable. And I am super, super excited about it because the house is very small. It was built in 1935 by the previous owner. So I've always felt like, you know, I'm really crowded, especially with canning food and, you know, dehydrating food and all the different things that I do. It's just always felt like there's never enough room. I'm very guilty of things getting put someplace where I forget or in a tote because, you know, I need to make room right now because we're going to have company, you know, we're going to have a holiday dinner, a birthday or whatever. And this stuff has to get out of this house, you know, out of this room. So we'll put it in this tote and then when they're gone, we'll get that tote and bring it back. Well, I'm sure some of you know how that goes. It doesn't happen. It gets forgotten about. And then you're looking for it and you're thinking, I know I have that, but you can't find it. So then you go get another one. You know, like I said, very, very guilty here. Jeff has been having a difficult time with all the canning jars that he's been bringing up out of the basement. I know at one time I canned over 1,500 jars of food. I know that I have a lot of the older blue jars, you know, the vintage jars that I keep. I store an awful lot in those old jars. Everything from my dried herbs, you know, spices that I can buy in bulk. dehydrated food. I don't like to leave anything out where it could get destroyed, either by the possibility of a field mouse that has gotten into the house, some bug that has come in the house when the doors have been open, some of our animals getting into them, moisture. Just, I don't like leaving stuff out of glass. I like everything really secure as far as my food. So, part of my plan for the basement is to create a really huge, wonderful pantry where everything can be easily seen, easily accessed. And some of these kitchen supplies that I don't use very often, except, I shouldn't say not very often, I should say seasonally, like the dehydrator, the steamer juicer, the canning pots, all of these items that I do use, but I don't use like every single day year round. I'm going to have a place for those. I like to collect the Wilton pans, the metal Wilton pans, the cake pans that have the different designs like Raggedy Ann, Rainbow Bright. There are some with some Sesame Street characters, those kind of things. Since we've moved here, they've always been up in a cabinet. And it's not that there's anything wrong with them being up in the cabinet, it's just I can't see them. If I did want to get one, I have to take this big bunch of them down, which usually ends up in an avalanche. It's not ideal. So I like to do some cake and cookie decorating. Those kind of items are packed away in plastic drawers, kind of stacked. One of my thoughts was, I could organize this a lot better. I could get different size little containers with lids to put these in, and I could label them so that everything is really easily accessible. I think this is important, for our survival supplies. How can I put up 100 quart of water? If I wanted to put up 100 quart of water, if I have no place to store that. That's kind of hard. At the time that I canned 1,500 jars of food, we was using the basement. And we found out that the basement had so much humidity that it was causing problems with the jars. It was actually causing the moisture to condense on the outside of the jars. Then they wanted to grow mold, which is really disgusting. So we had to end up not using the basement. And this is the kind of area, maybe not a basement, but you need a dedicated area for all of your food, your survival supplies. I mean, let's face it, it's not all going to go in a bug out bag. So you need some place to put those where you can see what you have, it's accessible to you. And you can get some use out of it because, the other thing is, if you're never going to use it, if you're going to just let it sit there for someday, what's the point? When you're in a survival situation or an emergency situation, you're trying to figure out how to do something for the first time, it's stressful. It's not ideal. If it can go wrong, it probably will. That's just kind of a rule of thumb. So once you set aside this place to put your food, to put your survival supplies, then you can start accessing them and you can start practicing with them and learning how to use them and making sure you put them back in that dedicated area. Every time, so that the next time that you go to use them, they're easy to get to. This is the kind of area that I'm hoping we have by the time the foundation is done. So I hope this has given you something to think about. Do you have questions? Do you have things you'd like to learn about? Leave that below. I'd love to hear from you. I hope all of you have a great night.